Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Jackson. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind for the last few months. BPS, or Black Pigeon Speaks, keeps asking a question on YouTube and Twitter over and over again. That is, why do women have the need to take off their clothes or use their bodily fluids in protests instead of making valid arguments for what they want? It's obvious the nudity brings attention to the most unattractive of women. Plus, it's easier to appeal to a man's emotions than it is to his intelligence. If she's a homely-looking fatty and disrobes, it brings about the same amount of eyeballs and attention to herself that an attractive woman will get fully clothed. The only way to compete with a thinner and better-looking woman in our society and be taken seriously is for the fatties to let their droopy bits flap out in the wind for all to see. Even if her body looks like a car wreck, we usually can look away. She gets the attention of the male gaze even though she's been eating too many glazed donuts. There's also a certain amount of desperation in the act. As marriage rates collapse and they're more desperate cat ladies, they can't find a partner to commit for the long term that meets their Chadrone standards. Even though they're obese, the nudity is simply a sign of desperation and not empowerment. It's the last card they're playing to bring men back to the negotiating table. Yet it's not working. And the men they want are ignoring them, and the mainstream media that shows off their saggy heinies is collapsing like their cleavage did over 5 years ago. After all, we're in an attention-based economy, and those at the bottom of the attention hierarchy are increasingly desperate for it. I found people on goingyourownway.com's forum also discussing this. One guy mentions that for women, being shirtless means empowerment, the same power that men have. He also says that they truly believe that there's no such thing as the female body. But that's not the case. I remember a gentleman's club years ago in Toronto having topless ladies out on their lawn. They were advertising to get the gents to come in on the first day that female toplessness was allowed. But the cops came down and shut that down immediately. It's been decades since that law was passed, and women are not going topless on beaches or in public. They don't really need to anymore. My experience at nude beaches back in the day was that the vast majority of women there were actually good-looking. Perhaps the bad-looking ones were too embarrassed to go to them. I don't know if that's changed over the last 20 years or so, or if back then young women weren't as obese. Scratch that, because young women in the early 2000s in Toronto were rarely obese or fat. The way I experienced things back then was that nudity was non-sexual. But the angry feminists are not using nudity in their protests as a neutral thing, or as a sexual thing. It's almost as if they want men to associate nudity with a violent attitude, as if they're trying to program men to see the female body as something negative and hostile, and tell other women that they should be using their bodies as weapons to get what they want politically. It's also harder to get attention today than at any other point in history. So besides nudity, women are trying to get sympathy for having to bleed once a month. Look, I'm in pain because my body is a fountain filled with period blood Kool-Aid, spewing it out on the streets. This behavior is designed to invoke sympathy from simps that are willing to listen to such women and do what they say. I guess the nudity is there for the initial attention and to tug at your nut strings, and the bodily fluids are there for an emotional manipulation to tug at your heartstrings. I'll discuss more about this free bleeding mess in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, the War on the West. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to saggy women wearing high-heeled hooves, making grooves on the pavement, and wearing it out clown world show. Nudity was also scarce at one time in our society and had the value to get your attention and even obsession. If you were around in the 1980s and 1990s before the internet, you'd have to wait until 1 a.m. to see a boob flashed on the television screen, or you'd have to be an adult to buy a nudie magazine. Today it's being given away online on all devices for free, as much as you'll ever want. So ugly women can only be heard if they get together and take off their clothes and gather together like a herd in the streets, hoping that it turns on enough men to beat their meat. Let me ask you this. Does female nudity have power if there are no men there to see it? Of course not. Can you imagine what's going to happen when the lamestream media dies and all that's left is feminists posting their saggy painted up bodies for no one to see. There'll be no one left to care. Why do you think women have gone nuts online in the last 5 to 10 years? They aren't getting easy attention, which is something they evolved to receive automatically. The nudity is an act of desperation because attention is increasingly rare. Gay men still talk to straight women because they want female validation, and women exploit this fact and put such men in the friend zone. The gay male believes that he has a friend, and meanwhile, the woman is using him as an emotional dumping ground. I've had guys contact me and tell me that they cut all the women out of their lives after I explained that in my videos. So by that logic, even lesbians want male attention and validation, and possibly to friend zone a man. They aren't sexually attracted to him per se, but they still want his validation and attention as a little pick-me-up. What else do they have to do at this point to get our attention and pension? That's why I see their strategy shifting away from using their bodies and moving towards using political power by getting into a political office and increasing taxes on men to get our resources that way. That just means that over time, more men will join the gray or black market economies. Then I can see women pushing for central bank digital currencies to make sure they can keep the gravy train a-coming. At that point, men will just leave the West with their wealth and things will crumble. Don't believe me? Well, just look at what's happening in California right now. The wealthy are leaving for safer, cleaner states like Texas and Florida. Eventually, voters in California are going to get so fed up that they'll start voting for Republicans again when things get really, really bad. But it'll just increasingly be a party with mostly females in it. So will voting for female conservative chameleons really clean up California? Forget about it. I also found an article why many of the women that get nude and protest are lesbians. The article is called "New Studies Establish Link Between Sexual Orientation and Personality," and that might explain the anger they express when they undress. Here's what it says, and I quote, "A team of researchers found that gay men tend to be more emotionally unstable, more agreeable, and more conscientious than straight men, and that lesbian women tended to be more introverted, less agreeable, and less conscientious than straight women. The study also showed that bisexual men and women lean towards being more open and more conscientious than both straight individuals and those who identify as exclusively gay or lesbian." Unquote. I want you to focus on the part about lesbians being less agreeable. They yell and scream in the streets, it seems. You can't get much more disagreeable than that. They're also less conscientious or have less order in their lives. That might explain their weight gain issues and lack of self-control when it comes to food. Being introverted also means they're probably more socially awkward, and that means it's harder for them to get any attention in general. So of course they're being desperate enough to undress themselves out of their oversized sundresses. That study on personality and sexual orientation reviewed the data of 21 different studies, with more than 375,000 participants. Besides nudity, women are increasingly promoting their bodily functions on us in other ways. Let me present you the latest in progressive perversion. Period crunch cereal. They seem so desperate for someone to devour them and to worship the holy uterus that they're turning it into a breakfast cereal. Of course, they'd go for gross. But I wouldn't complain if they created a cereal named Titty Puffs. But you don't see men going around creating things like Cock Krispies breakfast cereal now, do you? Yet it's also projected that we're the ones that are more obsessed with sex than they are. Clearly, everyone can see that that's no longer the case. I'll probably make a video dedicated to period crunch at some point. The idea behind the cereal is that for the sake of our physical and mental health, we need to talk more about women's mental health, it seems. But for some reason, I'm getting mentally ill just thinking about this. I think it's just an icebreaker for conversation, forcing someone to talk to a woman. Women can tax us to death, but they can't have our attention. So they're increasingly getting in our face, forcing us to pay them attention. Most guys will just avoid the period crunch Kool-Aid cereal, or talk about it jokingly to laugh at women. But negative attention is still attention. The cereal is not available in stores yet. Thank God. But you can register your interest by sending an email to periodcrunch@thisiscow.com. Funny enough, sugar and preservatives cause cancer, and this cereal is probably packed with both of them. Yet they're talking about uterus health, and usually that's a bad thing. The company making this says that 82% of people can't identify where the uterus is. So of course we now need uterus puffs. I always hear stories about how Americans are terrible at geography and can't point to a map and where Ukraine is. So I guess the newest trend now is that we have to teach people genital geography as well. I used to make the joke that women want men to go cuckoo for vagina puffs. Well, here they are. so enjoy. This is what happens when you have a society that worships at the Church of Cooch. I'm predicting that we'll have more products than ever shaped like women's wombs in the future. This is what happens when you have a matriarchal society that slowly reverts back to primitive savagery. In Neolithic cultures, they used to have the obese fertility goddess that everyone would worship. It's almost as if women want to lift themselves up to the level of deities or something like that, that we have to worship them by force. If you go to Catholic Church, they'll give you bread and blood, or the body and blood of Christ. The symbolism of eating a sugar cake shaped like a uterus with milk is eerily familiar to what's done in Christianity. It's almost as if women want to be worshipped and are changing our culture to force that. Anyone that goes their own way has to be hunted down by internet inquisitors and forced to confess their sin of misogyny, it seems. Feminism is part of wokeness these days, but feminism is a religion unto itself. It demands that men worship grotesque-looking women with granny bods and shames us if we don't. When we dumped Christianity overboard, we began idolizing the female form instead, and worshiping it everywhere. Hopefully at some point we'll become desensitized to nudity entirely and all this woke nonsense, and then we'll just ignore it. There are already companies out there making ice cream out of women's breast milk, so it's only a matter of time before someone perfects the recipe for period blood pancake syrup, or something like that. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jackson for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that desperate women want you to eat vagina puffs so that you get triggered in the right way and then want to eat them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the period blood Kool-Aid, period crunch, and pink period blood quick away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.